Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio, and we have guests in the studio promoting the upcoming community forum, which is happening Monday, September 29th here in Richland Center. And joining us, we have Mayor Todd Coppernall from the City of Richland Center. We have Mike Hardy representing the Simons Recreation Complex, and Bruce Raisler, Chief Executive of the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Glad to have you here today, fellas, and talking about this important event. Todd, why do you think this is important for our community?
Well, we started to do these community forums a couple of years ago as an opportunity to let people know what each entity, each government entity, and now we've incorporated Bruce with the hospital into some of this as well, so our people know what we're all working on. And more importantly, I think, than that, just an open, more relaxed atmosphere to ask questions to any of us, which we do every time. And it helps us too. People are happy when they hear from us and they go home with new information, but it helps us too because the nature of the questions we get asked sort of help us as we're moving forward as well. What are the people most concerned about? And I've never had anything but positive feedback every time we've done one.
The first one you did was right after the campus closing. And so that one was a pretty heated night, wasn't
it? Yeah, and the campus situation at that time dominated the questions. And so the county fielded a lot of them. It's their property, and that had just happened. So that we did go through that. And then we also had an experience. Steve Board from the schools will tell you that he was very grateful after we kind of got through the first one. In hindsight, he kind of looked back. The schools had been preparing a referendum, and he was able to do a PowerPoint demonstration at the first one to really explain why to a group of people that were his audience. They were tuned in, intent, and listening in the room with him and could see what he was trying to say on the screen and ask him questions. And he noticed right away that that had impact for the public and for the people at the schools. And that was, he kind of was the star of that one, whether he meant to be or not, just on the calendar of what they had going on.
Who will be represented at this forum coming up on Monday?
Well, we'll have the city, the county, the school district. Bruce will be there too from the hospital. We'll have kind of a good cross panel from the three entities and Bruce down there to make sure people have a chance to ask and answer. And we all look forward to this as much as the public does.
Do you all meet together then from time to time to kind of go over what's been talked about at these forums?
We do. We call it the joint collaboration meeting, and we meet every few months. It's not monthly. It's when we need to, when there's you know, good stuff to talk about. And it's just sharing information. And I've given these examples before, but I'll do it as many times as I can because I think they're great things. From the first, it wasn't even called anything yet. The first, why don't we talk, was Marty Brewer, when he was the county board chair, called me and said, let's get together. And the two of us met with Steve Board from the schools, and Steve brought Aaron Unbehan with him from the school board. And we just met informally in the conference room at City Hall, and we talked about what was going on in each place. And from that first conversation, eventually East Hall transferred from county ownership to school district ownership, and the school district used it to put in their partner school, which now has a wait list. Is with a complete culture shift, a positive culture shift has taken place in the Richland School District in recent years. You see test scores much better and things like that. They also have enrollment headed upward again in the right direction, and that partner school has had a big impact that way. And when I say that, that's great for those kids who participate, but don't forget that a significant amount of state aid, it's tied to your student enrollment. So each kid in, it eases the burden on the taxpayers too. And all of that started from a simple conversation in a conference room, which really hadn't been happening in years gone by. There wasn't open communication like this between these entities. I don't know if there's one reason or it just wasn't made a priority probably. And I'll give Marty the credit forever. He started it. And here we are, and as we've gone along, we've been able to help each other out several times, and we've added a few more people to the room, the hospital being a great example, and I'm glad we're doing it. I hope it never stops.
Certainly very important. Everybody gains when somebody new moves to town, and the school district gains, and perhaps an employer in town or whatever, the Simons Recreation, they gain membership. I mean, we all gain if you can attract people to town, right?
Well, we do. We're all in the same small city in the same small county, right? We're sharing the same concerns and the same assets as well. So what do we need? across the board. And a local employer, business owner, city, schools, county, what do we need? What do we have? What things are working well? Share ideas. We've tried this. It worked well. Maybe you could do that too. Or we're struggling with this. And that oftentimes comes down to finding new employees or retaining them. A lot of competition for people. We're in a kind of a different era. I still think a lot of people just don't have a reason to pay attention, I guess. Haven't caught up to the fact that not just in Richland Center, but pretty much anywhere you look right now, you have a rapidly aging workforce and fewer babies than we've had in a very long time. So you look at demographic trends and they scare the daylights out of you. They really scare the daylights out of you. You're talking about projections that 20 years from now, this county could lose as much as 25% of its population. That's not from me. Okay, that's based on average age of today's people with the birth rates to replace those people. And it's 21, 22% in Crawford County, 19% in Grant County. So when you look at how many of our people are over age 50 right now, we got to get some young people in there. And what do we run into? No place to move, no house. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. You know, we tried to move in. We tried to recruit a teacher, a doctor, a police officer, and they didn't take the job because they couldn't find a home. That's a routine problem here we're all acutely aware of, and it's one we're all trying to address together. And we've got to do this. We've got to do this. If I say to you 20 to 25% population decline, if you think your property taxes upset you today, imagine that many fewer participants. You will have no choice but to continuously raise taxes while you continuously cut services. And that's no place anybody wants to be. So we're all taking action right now to try to get ahead of what the projections say we'll be dealing with in 20 years, to try to reverse those trends if we can, or at least soften that change into the right direction.
Bruce Raisler, why is it important for the Richland Hospital to be a part of the community forum, do you feel?
Well, to the same reasons that Todd is speaking to, I think the demographics certainly have a big impact on the future of our organization. When you consider a potential 20-25% decline in population, that's not merely patients to us or customers to some other businesses. That is also a decline in workforce and an overall reduction in our capability of delivering services, and really is the greatest threat to the well-being of the hospital and clinic, but our community at large.
When you look at, that's the answer to the trivia question, Richland Hospital, largest employer in Richland County. I think a lot of people forget that, Bruce.
I think they do. I mean, we have quietly gone about our business for 101 years now, and people don't have the realization that we have typically about 425 people on our payroll, many part-time as well as full-time, but we are a large employer. We're a big contributor to the local economy. Therefore, our employees, buy groceries and gas and insurance and everything else. So we want to have a healthy workforce. And then when you consider, nationally, healthcare is such a large part of the American economy, something like 18% of the gross domestic product. Unless we have a local healthcare service, those dollars once spent by Richland area residents elsewhere don't return to our area. So it's in our own economic self-interest as well as health and healthcare interest to have a strong local healthcare system.
When you're trying to recruit a prospective employee, I'm guessing housing comes into play, right?
It frequently does enter into it. I'm aware of some circumstances where would-be employees, want to live in Richland. Perhaps they're going to be on call even, so they need a quick response time to the hospital, but they can't find housing. Either interim or permanent housing nearby, and so that can be a turnoff, and sometimes we lose those prospective employees.
Patients at your clinic have noticed some upgrades and some rebuilding. How is that going?
Well, we continue after it. It's been a year-long project here to fix a lot of deficiencies in our current facilities. I couldn't name all the projects, but we've done some roof replacement and repair and flooring and window replacement, any number of things. We've added additional emergency generator capacity, additional ventilation, just trying to keep up with codes. As people are aware, we've been in this same location for over 100 years. That doesn't mean our building is 100 years old, but parts of it are very old, and buildings wear out. And while we're still anticipating a someday new facility, we have to keep the old one meeting contemporary codes and standards, and so we're working at that.
That was going to be my next question, because I know we were on a couple of years ago trying to talk about that possibility, and it's been put off. But I'm guessing you could get that kind of question at the community forum on Monday night, could you?
Well, I'd welcome the opportunity to talk about it. As I just said, it's like any other building. Eventually, buildings wear out. They wear out in terms of technology or design, and they don't meet how you would like to serve patients perhaps the building systems like ours. Our building controls are pneumatic versus having digital controls, and that means that it's hard to get parts. It's hard to hire mechanics who have that knowledge base. So we have my metaphor is we have the best well cared for 8-track tape player around. But there will come a day, and we're planning for that in the next several years to come, where we will be forced to start entirely over.
Mm-hmm. And every year that goes by, building materials and things like that, and the costs go up a little bit, don't they?
They surely do. That's what really shocked us a couple years ago when the board made the difficult decision to pause further planning. Just the costs of replacement construction had outstripped the design that we wanted to put in place. So we think if things go well over the next several years, that we're looking at about 2032 plus or minus when we'd be able to contemplate breaking ground. So here again, another analogy I use is this is an analogous to having a 10-year-old and you're saving for college. And that's what the hospital is trying to do right now, is accumulate money to pay that someday college bill. But in the meantime, we have to make sure that the building is up to code and we're delivering good quality care.
I know the foundation's probably been looking ahead to that as well, right? They meet regularly.
The foundation meets monthly, and really their mission is all about serving the future of the hospital, and really a couple different ways when you think about it. One is saving up for bricks and mortar, sure, and or medical equipment, the things that enhance the patient experience. But scholarships to young people and adult learners as well is a key part of what they do. Here, again, we're talking about workforce in a roundabout way. The hospital and the foundation are both very keen on helping people who are pursuing additional training in whatever healthcare field is relevant to us, so that they are able to come back to our community and serve our interests. And here again, it takes a village. I mean, our organization, we have people with a high school degree, we have people with a doctorate degree, and not just in clinical training like nurses and therapists and lab technicians, but we have mechanics and cooks and environmental services technicians and bookkeepers and other clerical jobs. Takes them all. So we're very interested in helping to develop our workforce, and the foundation and the scholarships that they provide are a part of making that future happen.
Mike Hardy is here as well, director of Simons. Mike, I know you've been a part of, this will be the third one, community forum that you've been a part of, but why is it important for Simons to be there?
Well, you know, Simons is kind of the ultimate collaborative partner that, you know, for almost 40 years now, since 1987, it's been a partner project between the city and the county, both funding 50% of it. That's gone on forever. In fact, the MOU was extended for another year now, just between the county and the city. School district has also been involved with a lot of the activities that we do. So it's, you know, obviously we're the ultimate collaborative partner. So part of the reason why I think some of these have gotten a little bit more important. I know I didn't attend the first one that was here. We lived in town here, but I wasn't at the first one. I did attend the second one, which was the referendum, and that's one that kind of drew me here. The position opened for the director here about a month or two afterwards. And really before that, I had no plans on leaving Baraboo. At the time, I was the Parks and Recreation Director in Baraboo, and had been there for about 14 years, and coming here really wasn't a thought in my mind. My family was here, we lived here, but really the, you know, money was a lot better there. I had, you know, Parks and Recreation is something I've been doing for about 30 years now. But just going to that forum and just hearing the collaboration between the city, the county, the school district, the presentation that Steve did just really impressed me. And shortly after the position opened, and I know it was a big cut in pay. It was starting over in a position that needed to have some big renovation work done. So big job that way. But it really kept coming back to that the city, the county, the school district, Simons were all really at this place where they really wanted to work together. You could see that there was a lot of professionals that were involved, and there was a lot of motivation to kind of move forward, and that really, really interested me. Kind of brought my interest back to Richland Center, to Richland County. So I went after it, and I'm glad I did. So we're happy to be invited and part of that. I think you know, for us, obviously, so much of this impacts us, just with housing and economic development in the city and the county. So much with the school district, with what's going on there, everything with all the businesses and with the hospital. We also partner a lot with the hospital and the doctors there, because a lot of what we do, we're the only indoor swimming pool in the county, and so we do have a lot of healthcare professionals that do send their patients to us for therapy and that type of thing. So we've got a very good relationship in that way, and a lot of people have told us that you know, part of the reason that they're here is because we do have an indoor pool here and they need that for their therapy. And some older people we've had have stepped forward and said that they were considering leaving town when, if Simons were to close, just because they needed to be closer to that for their therapy reasons. So obviously this all impacts us very much, and we're happy to be part of it. And you know, we're able to show up and to give any updates and information on things that we have going on. We've got some programs that we're partnering with the school district on this year that we're excited to share about a little bit more, with our free swim lessons and some grants that we've written for free memberships as well. For some of our school kids and getting them more involved. I'm also kind of here pinch hitting for the county, county administrator and the county board chair were at a conference, so they're not able to be here, but they asked me to share a couple of things where they'll be updating. A lot of people have had questions on ambulance service, so they'll be there to update on where the ambulance service is at and answer any of those questions, as well as, again, the infamous campus updates. So they continue to work on those. They're working with a consultant on the campus, some campus redevelopment plans. They'll be able to update and answer a few questions on that. And obviously that's a big project that needs to be collaborated as well between the city and the county, because obviously we're looking for the what's best going to impact and improve the area for the county, the city, the taxpayers, all the area businesses and residents, and affects us in the school district as well too. So that's a very big thing from the county. They're very excited to be there, and Trish and Dave Turk will both be there, so, and answering any questions as well.
I think it's important, because transparency is key. You know, people can ask face to face, and you know, it isn't hearsay then.
Yeah,
that way,
yeah.
Right?
And I've been in several other communities as Parks and Recreation Director, so I've got to go to all the city, village board meetings and everything. So I've been in that side. I've seen all the social media things. I'm not a big social media person, but these types of events, I like the best, because if you go to social media, there's so much negative out there. There's so much, you know, more than 50% of what you read on social media is an embellishment or an exaggeration of what's going on. You're not hearing it first person. It's kind of like that
those activities. My wife's an elementary school principal, so I hear these stories all the time. But it's kind of like that activity where the kindergartners sit around in a circle. You tell one kid a story. By the time it gets around the circle, it has a completely different meaning. And what started out as a fishing trip ended up with someone who went on a dinosaur excursion and came home with a dinosaur with slippers or something. So basically coming to, and same thing with meetings, city council meetings, county board meetings. Lots of times you get a lot more emotion, or you get some of the negative comments, that type of thing. What I've seen with these community forums that I really like is it's a lot more positivity. It's a lot more positive people coming up with some really good questions, getting the actual, the real answers firsthand from the experts up there, the, you know, the mayor, the city, the county chair, and the administrators and everything. So they're getting firsthand, you know, kind of some of that information. They're not hearing it third person. They're not hearing it through social media. And they're getting the opportunity to ask the questions that they really want to know, and also to interact with other people in the community that have some of the same questions. So it's a very positive, proactive type type meeting that I think it's really good for people to attend.
You are real proud. I know that membership is up for the Simons, so you got to really be happy about that and look forward to the future, right?
Yeah, we are. Obviously, a lot of that is because of the support that we've got from the community and from the city and the county and the school district. So, you know, without that, we certainly wouldn't have that. And the Simons Foundation has really been huge in making a lot of donations and making a lot of the improvements that that we've had. And they're in the middle of a big fundraising push. So I know they'll have representatives there as well. So if there's any questions for the foundation, I'm sure we can tackle some of those as well.
Yeah, 25 grand was anonymously donated. So then you've got a chance to make dollars double then, right?
Yep, and they're well on the way to that. It's only been out there for a little over a week now, I think, and they've already got quite a bit. I think over $10,000 has already come in. So they're on their way.
Are you concerned about crazed pickleball players asking you questions at the forum or not?
Not at all. You know, any questions we like. I mean, I'm sure we'll be able to talk a little bit more about the gym as well. That's always a big topic. So the campus gym and the school district will be there. And, of course, we've got an MOU with the gym that the county and the school district are sharing that use. And that's being put to good use. So we'll be able to answer any questions about that. And, yes, pickleball is a big plan for us this fall.
That's going to be awesome. Good. Don, it looks like things are really shaping up well for another successful community forum. You just need people there.
Yep, absolutely. And we've had great turnout each time. I'm sure we will again. But just to remind everybody, it is Monday the 29th at 6 p.m. Be held at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall, as we've done each one of these. But again, Monday the 29th at 6 p.m. Come on down. Bring your questions and open minds, please. We're all there to inform you and to learn as well.
And Bruce, some exciting news, too. You recently hired another physician at the hospital, didn't you?
We have. We have actually three family doctors in the pipeline.
Oh, good.
Well, Dr. Amy Roberts just joined our staff a few weeks ago, and she's been well received, and people have remarked to me about how easy it is for people to relate to her. Then we have a couple other family doctors who are going to be joining us this fall or early next year as well. So we're going to have tremendously great access to primary care. This should not be taken for granted. There's a severe shortage, you know, of physicians across our country, and in particular in small rural communities. But we seem to have hit the lottery again, as we did a few years ago. And so we're really proud to have that success and be able to serve our community well for the years to come.
That's really good news. Anything else either of any of you would like to add here today? Or did we pretty well cover it?
No, I'm good. Just thanks for having us down here. And thank you to the representatives from the hospital, from the schools, from the county for being part of this and being so easy to work with and to get this event up off the ground and now regularly scheduled. And again, to the people of Richland Center in Richland County, we hope to see you out there, answer your questions, and spend a little time.
No doubt about it. It's going to be coming up Monday at 6 o'clock. Ron Fruit is the moderator, and it'll be a good, informative night, I know. Thanks very much for being here today. Todd Copperdall, Mike Hardy, and Bruce Raisler on the WRCO Morning Show.